So, what comes to mind when you think about soul? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, March 31st, last day of March 2026, and we just heard High Key, Seoul, such a beautiful city. Now, let's talk, y'all. Let's talk about a city. That's it, Sicily. I can't even sing that into a song right now. That's seriously having a moment right now. We're talking about Seoul. Mm-hmm. Seoul just landed 9th place on the 50 best cities in the world 2026 list by Time Out. And guess what? That is a massive jump from last year, which was, of course, 42nd place. Now, this ranking isn't just vibes. It's based on surveys from around 24,000 people and insights from urban experts looking at everything from food and culture to cost of living and overall happiness. So, what is Seoul doing right now? First, the four-season lifestyle. We're talking cherry blossoms in the springtime, festivals, night markets in the summer, cultural events in the autumn, and ice skating in the wintertime. And it's probably K-pop connection, too. A lot of people love our show. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason. It's like the city reinvents itself every few months. Then there's a lifestyle factor. From K-pop and live performances to trendy cafes and bakery hopping, Seoul's everyday culture is a huge draw, especially for younger global travelers. But here's the most interesting part. Yo, 79% of residents say Seoul makes them happy. Yes, makes them happy! That's a strong sign the city isn't just exciting to visit. It's genuinely enjoyable to live in. Yes. And may I add to that, in my own opinion, it also feels safe. Yes. In the global lineup, too, Melbourne took the top spot, followed by Shanghai and Edinburgh. Now, Seoul came in 9th, just ahead of Tokyo. Not bad company at all. Bottom line, Seoul's not just keeping up with global cities anymore. It's setting the pace. So, if it's not already on your travel list, add it right now! Sorry for getting angry. Maybe it's time to add it to your list of travel lists. Mm-hmm. And we have the perfect song to motivate y'all. We got Zico with Seoul Drift. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. More music to add to your list to motivate you to come to Seoul. We got Long Shot with Vanilla Days and Hearts to Hearts with Flutter. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for y'all to grab that coffee or tea from the break room refrigerator because Brian Jew has info that you probably didn't know about that's going on in the world. Now, Today, we're not talking about just the world. We are going to tell you something that's going on in the city of Seoul. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of Seoul, it's now home to one of the top 3 museums of the world. We're talking about the National Museum of Korea, which ranked, it just ranked, y'all, 3rd in the world for visitor numbers. Yes. Yes. So it's now right behind the Louvre Museum in Paris and the Vatican Museums in Rome. And get this, it even edged past heavyweights like the British Museum and New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Now, visitor numbers jumped from about 3.8 million to over 6.5 million in just a year. That's nearly double. And we all know why. People are more curious than ever about Korea's history and identity with the global rise of K-culture from K-pop to K-food. Plus, admission is free. Yes. Add in trendy museum goods and suddenly a museum visit becomes a full-on cultural experience. Now, with crowds getting that big, the museum is making some changes to accommodate the crowds. Starting earlier this month, the museum started opening earlier at 9:30 a.m. Okay, that's a little earlier for me. You know, I don't go to museums that early. Starting earlier this month, the museum's... Okay, like I said, the late night hours, too. Twice a week. They're also adding a few extra closing days throughout the year to manage the flow and improve the experience. And the exhibitions? Oh, they're leveling up too. A major upcoming show called Our Table will explore the roots of Korean food culture. Now, think rice, soup, side dishes, tracing it all the way back through history. Bottom line, this isn't just a museum anymore. It's a global destination. Who said museums were boring? Not in Seoul, not anymore. We have the perfect music to motivate you to go check them out. First up, we got Mr. K. Will with Table, Shiktak, and then Oh Wis with Museum.
Hi everyone, this is Changha, and you're listening to K-Pop Connection.
In case you missed it, it's time for In Case You Missed It, y'all. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. We're gonna start off with some hot news. News number one, BTS's new album, Sweeps, Spotify chart. BTS's Life's Go On has surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify as of March 21st, becoming the group's 6th song to reach the milestone. The track from the group's 2020 EP, B, previously debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, marking the first largely Korean-language song to top the chart. Meanwhile, BTS recently made a comeback with their 5th studio album, Arirang, sweeping global charts and selling nearly 4 million copies on their first day. Moving on to news number 2, Card's very own Soomin to release first solo EP. We're talking about Card's Soomin, who's going to release her first solo EP unveil on April 2nd. The new album is expected to showcase Soomin's personal stories and artistic identity. Soomin is Card's main vocalist and has broadened her musical range through recent collaborations and original soundtrack releases. Meanwhile, Card will continue their international drift tour with a standalone concert in Jakarta on June 27th. The tour, named after the group's 8th EP, began last year and has traveled across Asia and North America. Now, we gotta do justice. We gotta play the songs by the artists. First up, yo, it's a hot single by BTS, Body to Body. And then we got Card with Hola, Hola. Mm. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. Moving on to news number three. One Pill of Day 6 to hold solo concert in May. One Pill of Day 6 will hold a solo concert in Seoul from May 1st to the 3rd. The shows are titled after his upcoming EP, Unfiltered, due for release on March 30th. The album features 6 tracks co-written by the singer-songwriter and marks his first solo project in about 4 years since Filmography. Separately, Day 6 recently performed in Taipei for their 10th anniversary tour, The Decade. The tour will also make additional stops in Singapore, Tokyo, Macau, Busan, and Kobe. And we got news number 4 for y'all. GOT7's Jinyoung to release solo album in May. Park Jinyoung of GOT7 is preparing a solo album set for release in May. He participated in writing lyrics for the upcoming project. Park previously released his first solo EP, Chapter Zero With, in 2023, along with digital singles Dive and Christmas Fever. In addition to music, he remains active as an actor, starring in the ongoing drama Still Shining alongside Kim Min-joo. He also set to begin filming the series 100 Days of Lies, slated for release later this year. So, let's get into music by the artist we spoke about. We got One Pill with A Journey, 행운을 빌어줘, and then Jinyoung with Dive. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. And it is our last story of the day, news number 5. It's about Yuna of ITZY releasing solo album. Yuna, the youngest member of ITZY, has become the second member following Yeji to release a solo album. Yuna's solo debut EP is titled Ice Cream, and the 4-track EP is led by title song Ice Cream, a bright bubblegum pop track with a catchy, addictive melody. Since her debut with ITZY back in 2019, Yuna has also branched out into acting, receiving praise for her acting debut role as Hong Jang-mi in the weekend drama Undercover Miss Hong. Well, y'all, that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out a song by Yuna called Ice Cream. That was Ice Cream by Yuna. Now, how to listen to our show? It is pretty easy. We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. We got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website and shortwave radio. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and of course our gram at KBS K-Pop, where you guys can send in your requests, your Y2C answers as well, for a chance to win a prize. Now, if you tune in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles so you guys can enjoy watching your favorite stars like IU, Park Bo-gum, Chang Won-young make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what is actually going on for once. So, go check them out. But for now, check out some music. We got a song, of course, that's going to pump you up right now. We got Blackpink with Go. And then after that, we got Crown by EXO. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. But that is all the time that we have for y'all today. But taking us out, we have a song by George called Romeo and Juliet featuring Yuda. Our producer is Chaeryeong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now and see you in April.